皆さんおはようございます。花咲愛です。今回証の機会を与えてくださった神様に感謝します。ちょっと今日座ってすいません、させていただきます。
Good morning, everyone. For those who are visiting us or joining us online, my name is Ai Hanasaki, and I want to give thanks to God for this opportunity to share testimony for His glory. And I hope that you'll understand that I have to stay seated today while I do this.
皆さん、お腹こんなに大きくなりました
Everyone, do you see how big Ai's tummy and my tummy both have gotten?
今9ヶ月目でいよいよ来月に出産を予定しています。このお腹を抱えて仕事をするのは思った以上に大変でしたが、2週間前の先週の金曜日ですね、18日になんとか最終日をこなして、晴れて産休に入りました。
After all of these long months of anticipation, the due date for our baby's birth is finally next monthIt was harder than I expected to continue working when my tummy has become this size. But I'm relieved that June 18th was my last day at work and I'm now on maternity leave.
ただもう一つ大仕事があって、手狭になっていたところから引っ越しをしました。これも先週の火曜日に終了しました。まだ部屋は雑然としていますが、この新しい住処で夫のケンとお茶を入れて一息入れていると、今私たちは人生の大きな変化の中にあるんだなとしみじみ思いました。
However, after finishing going on maternity leave, I had one more big job to do before having the baby, and that was moving house, which we just completed on Tuesday last week. Even in the midst of all of the upheaval of all of our unpacked boxes, my husband Ken and I took a few moments to rest and have some tea in our new place.And it really began to dawn on me what a big change in our lives is about to happen.
今回この大きな変化である妊娠を通して、イエス様は私とどう私の信仰生活に関わってくださったのかお明かしします。妊娠までの経緯と辛かったつわりの時を通して示されたことをお話ししたいと思います。
Through this big change that comes with this pregnancy, I'd like to share how Jesus has been teaching and impacting my faith life, and specifically about the journey leading up to becoming pregnant, and then those first few months when I was really struggling with horrible morning sickness and nausea.
私たち夫婦は神様に導かれて、2019年の10月に祝福の中結婚をしました。
Through God's leading and abundant blessings, Ken and I got married in October 2019.
結婚から2年くらいは、まず生活の立ち上げがあり、また2人の夫婦としての基盤作りの時期も必要でした。さらに仕事も大きな責任を負っていたこともあり、子供のことはあまり考えていませんでした。
The first 2 years of our marriage was all about trying to learn about sharing life as a husband and wife. And it was such an important time needed to build that foundation as a couple. My position and responsibilities at work also increased. So I wasn't thinking much yet about children.
さらに結婚前から月経困難症と子宮内膜症という病気の疑いで冷や汗が出るほどの痛みと、あと精神的に不安定になることが多くありました。
Even before that, I had been dealing with breaking out in cold sweats and struggling emotionally due to severe cramps and endometriosis.
私はクリニックで糖尿病患者さんのケアをしており、このままでは仕事に支障をきたすので、婦人科医と話して低用量ピルを結婚当初から飲んでいました。痛みはかなり緩和されますが、この薬だと排卵を抑えてしまうので、飲んでいる間妊娠はできません。
I work at a diabetic clinic and was afraid about how all of these things were going to impact my work. So after talking with my OBGYN, we decided to start me on a low dose pill around the time that I got married. And so I knew that we likely wouldn't conceive while I was on that.
このように今振り返ると、仕事、快適な生活というのが中心で、自分が楽になることを第一に選択し続けていました。神様の計画がどこにあるかには考えが及びませんでした。
Honestly, looking back now at that, I think my primary focus and goal in those decisions was not so much about God's plan or God's purposes for me, but rather about my work and what would make me happy and would make my life more comfortable.
そうしているうちに2021年の夏、結婚して2年が経とうとしていました。夫と祈って新しい命を迎える準備の時だ。それが神様のご計画のようだと与えられました。
Meanwhile, in the summer of 2021, we celebrated our second anniversary, and Ken and I began to pray and felt like God was beginning to nudge us and show us that it was time to prepare for welcoming another life into ours and into our home.
でもピルをやめると毎月痛い思いをするし、仕事もやることがたくさんあるし、経済的にも今の方が安定だしと、たくさん言い訳を並べて神様の計画に向き合うことから逃げていました。
But I confess that when I thought about stopping the pill, rather than focusing on God's plan, my mind began to flood with all kinds of excuses because I felt fear about the pain and the discomfort that I was having monthly, about how I still needed so much to do in my work, and also the financial impact on us.By doing that. So I think I was trying to run away from God's will.
そのくせ口から出るのは仕事や生活の不満がとても多かったです。どうも私は霊的に乾いているなと気づきました。
Yet I realized how spiritually dry I was too. That I wasn't hungering for and being filled with God like I once had been. Because most of the things coming out of my mouth were complaints.And worries about work and about life in general.
そんな中、夫と今後について話し合ったとき、このままずっと神様に向き合わずに自分の自己中心的な思いだけを握りしめて歩んでいいのかと疑問が出てきました。そのとき神様が大きく働かれたのは、握りしめていた思いを手放したときだったことを思い出しました。何度か過去にもそういう経験をしていました。その場面が走馬灯のように蘇りました。
But while Ken and I were talking about the future, I began to wonder, is it really okay or good for me to be consumed so much by my own selfish thoughts and feelings instead of truly facing and seeking God? And it was in this time that I began to recall how God had already worked in big ways in my life before when I had surrendered myself completely to Him.In fact, I had many experiences where God had done just that with me. And it was like a light switch was hit on, and I could finally see more clearly.
ヨハネの福音書6章35節には、私の元に来るものは決して乾かないと書いてあります。その反対は、私の元に来ないものは乾くです。無意識に自分の思いを優先し、神様から距離を取っていたことで、霊的にとてもカラカラに乾いていることに気づきました。
In John 6, verse 35, Jesus says, If you come to my table and eat, you will never go hungry. Believe in me, and you will never go thirsty. So then the opposite of that then is, of course, that if we don't go to Jesus, we remain hungry and thirsty spiritually. By unconsciously prioritizing my desires and comfort and keeping distance from God, I realized that it was me myself that was putting me in the position where I was so spiritually dry.
手放せなかった部分のありのままを神様に伝えて祈って夫にも向き合う時間を設けました。そうするうちに神様の計画に乗るんだと思えるように気持ちが変わってきました。
I confessed to God the things that I couldn't let go of, and I prayed and set aside time to face that together with my husband. And in the process of doing so, I think my heart was changed, and I began to desire following God's plan and God's timing.
そして夫婦で命が与えられたら感謝、与えられなくても感謝。まず自分の自己中心的な思いを手放していこうと祈って決心することができました。婦人科医とも相談して低用量ピルを9月から中止することにしました。職場の中心メンバーにも痛みで迷惑をかけるかもしれませんと伝えることができました。
Then, and finally then, as a couple, we were able to share in our decision together and pray. If you give us a child, we will be thankful. And even if you don't, we will still be thankful. First and foremost, we let go of our own selfish thoughts and desires. Then I had a discussion with my doctor and decided to stop the pill in September. And I communicated with the core team at my workplace, letting them know of that decision because it may cause some inconvenience at work.
そして基礎体温もつけて気長に待とうと思っていた矢先、すぐに妊娠していることが分かりました。これは夫婦ともども本当にびっくりしました。
Though we had planned and were prepared to patiently wait for my body to adjust after going off the pill, because that usually takes some time, then I realized that I was pregnant. And both Ken and I were very surprised by that.
一度も痛い思いをすることなく、新しい命が与えられました。これが神様のご計画だったんだなと思いました。
Without having to go through any of the physical pain that I was preparing for, God blessed us almost immediately with a child, and this certainly was God's own plan.
この出来事を通して、神様はずっと手放すことを待っておられたのだと確信しました。私がじっと大切に握っているもの、それは本当に神様のご計画に沿うものなのか、いつも祈って聞いていきたいと思いました。
God revealed to me through this that all along, God had just been waiting patiently for me to let go and to surrender. I was convinced through this that from now on, I always want to ask and test if what I'm praying and hoping for truly is my desire and plan or what God desires and plans.
続いて、妊娠初期のつわりを通して神様が示してくださったことについてお話しします。
So then I'd like to talk about what God has shown me through morning sickness and nausea in the first few months of my pregnancy.
妊娠が分かり、幸せな思いに浸っていました。それで、妊娠7週目頃くらいから、徐々につわりの症状が出始めました。つわりには個人差がありますが、予想していたよりずっと厳しいものでした。ずっと船酔い状態で何も食べられなくなりました。さらにスポーツ飲料のようなイオン水でさえ、全て吐き戻してしまい、ひどい脱水にもなりました。
Finding out and then confirming that I was pregnant made me so happy. And then, around the seventh week, symptoms of morning sickness and nausea gradually began. Morning sickness varies from woman to woman, but it was so much more severe than I had expected. I was constantly nauseated.Having a similar feeling to being seasick. And I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't even keep down sports drinks or ionized water. And I became dehydrated.
しばらくは点滴に通って、なんとか最低限の水分と栄養を入れていました。体重はどんどん減ってしまって、エネルギーが全く湧いてこず、寝ているのも辛い状態でした。夫が心配して声をかけてくれましたが、その言葉にさえ答える力はなくなっていました。
For a while, I was able to get the minimum requirement of water and nutrition through an IV drip going to the hospital. But I kept losing more and more weight, and I had no energy at all, and felt like it was so hard even to sleep. Sometimes I didn't even have the strength to respond to Ken when he was worried and checking on me.
産婦人科医の医師からもすぐに仕事を休むように指示されて、しばらく仕事にも行けなくなりました。教会にも3ヶ月ほどいられませんでした。脱力感、便秘、ビタミン不足によって皮膚のトラブルが全身で起きるなど、これまでに経験したことのない症状をたくさん経験しました。
My OBGYN directed me to take time off work, so I couldn't go into work or come to worship with the church here for about 3 months' time. In that time, I struggled with many things that I have never really had the symptoms of before. Constant weakness, constipation, skin problems caused by vitamin deficiency.
この時、教会の皆さんから、また夫から慰めの言葉をいただき、励まされました。実家に避難した時はクリスチャンである両親が祈ってくれました。 で、母が心を込めて作ってくれた料理は不思議と喉を通りました。このような助けがなければ私は倒れて入院していたと思います。
During that season I was encouraged by words of comfort from my husband Ken and from my church family here. When I went to stay with my parents for a while, my parents prayed for me because of their shared faith in Jesus. And interestingly, I was able to eat the food that my mom made with her heart. I think I likely would have been hospitalized for a long time if it hadn't been for all of this love and help.
でも、一人になるとまた症状が悪化して、苦しく、この時はただひたすら神様にこの苦しみから早く解放してくださいとだけ祈っていました。なぜ私だけこんなに苦しいのですか。つい数ヶ月前に出ていた感謝の言葉はいつぞ消えていました。
But when I was alone, I realized that my symptoms were worse and I really suffered. During this time, I would often pray to God and ask that I be freed from this suffering as soon as possible. Why? Why am I suffering and struggling so much? I prayed.The words of gratitude that I had prayed just months earlier quickly disappeared from my mouth and my heart.
教会に向かう体力だけではなく、信仰的力も湧いてきませんでした。仕事をしながら一生懸命支える夫に対しても何もできませんでした。私は肉体的にも霊的にも自分の弱さを思い知らされました。何度も涙が出ました。
Not only physically, but spiritually and faith-wise, I felt powerless too. I couldn't gather here with everyone. I couldn't do anything to support and to help my husband, who was supporting and caring for me all the while continuing to work hard at his job. I had to face and come to terms with my weakness, both physically and spiritually, and I cried many times.
みんなの支えもあり、やがて安定期に入ってから、少しずつ回復していきました。やっとおかゆを戻さずに食べられるようになった時、お腹の底からムクムクとエネルギーが湧いてくるのを本当に感じました。体に動く力が満ちてくるのです。食べ物ってすごい。私たちはこんなすごい恵みを毎日受けているんだと思いました。
With everyone's help and support, we made it through the first trimester and gradually I began to stabilize.When I could eat rice porridge and keep it down, I really began to feel the energy that came from within. I regained full strength and I could finally move around. Food really is amazing. And it was a realization to me of just how much we receive God's blessings every day through it.
同時に神様に対する感謝の気持ちが心に復活してきました。夫の祈りが心に響きました。長いトンネルを通って霊と肉に新しい力が与えられたと感じました。
At the same time, having a heart full of gratitude for God was also revived. Ken's prayers began to touch my heart. Passing through a long tunnel, I felt like my body and spirit were given new power and strength.
このことを通して2つの大きな恵みがありました。1つは食べれないことへの気づきです。
Through this I realized two blessings, and the first one I realized was during that period of not being able to eat.
私は管理栄養士で糖尿病患者さんの食生活の指導をすることを仕事とし、自分ではその専門家だという自負があります。患者さんの中にはがんであったり他の病気だったり、それこそつわりだったりする方も多く、食べられない、食べたくないとよく言われたりします。
I'm a registered dietitian and my job is to help and teach. My job is to help teach and support the dietary habits and needs, specifically of diabetics. And that is something that I am proud of. Many of my patients have cancer or another major illness, or some of them even struggle with morning sickness.And they're often told things that they can't eat or that they themselves don't feel like eating and can't.
私は何とか方法を見つけようとしていました。でも、今回食べれないこと、その辛さ、苦しさを心底味わいました。そして私は、あの患者さんたちの気持ちをどこまで分かっていたんだろうかと思わされました。
I always tried to find a way to help them. But by going through this season where I couldn't eat, I experienced the pain and suffering of that struggle in a real way myself. And that caused me to ask myself how sensitive I was and whether or not I had really been empathetic towards my patients.
でもこれからはもう少し彼らに寄り添えるんじゃないかなと思います。このことはとても感謝なことです。イエス様は多くの病人や世の中から捨てられた人たちに寄り添っていかれました。イエス様の凄さ、素晴らしさを私は身をもって示されました。少しでもイエス様に近づく人になれればと思います。
I think from now on I will be more understanding of them in the future.So I'm very thankful for that season where I couldn't eat. Jesus came alongside many of the sick and marginalized people of this world, and he was genuinely compassionate towards them. Through this season, I'm now realizing how amazing and wonderful that is that Jesus is like that, and I want to become more like Jesus in that way.
もう一つの示しは霊なるパンです。
The second blessing is spiritual food or spiritual bread.
私は確かに肉体的にとても辛い思いをしました。でもその時、霊的にも弱り、神様を求めず、そのことがさらに自分を苦しめていたということです。そのことは夫や家族、主にある共の祈りによって気づかされました。
I certainly had a very hard time physically.However, I was also weakened spiritually during that time and failed to seek God, which brought me greater pain and suffering. I noticed that through the prayers of my husband and my family, as well as my own prayer conversations with the Lord.
ヨハネの福音書6章51節にはこう書かれています。私は天から降ってきた生きたパンである。このパンを食べるならばその人は永遠に生きる。私が与えるパンとは世を生かすための私の肉のことである。
In John 6:51 it's recorded Jesus saying this: I am the living bread that has come down from heaven to rescue those who eat it. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I giveBreathes new life into the cosmos. This bread is my flesh.
私たちにまず必要なのはこの命のパンです。私たちの魂を満たすイエス様から与えられている霊的な命です。この命のパンは一度食べるだけで決して飢えることがなく乾くことがないと言ってくださっています。
The first thing that we need most is this bread of life.It is the spiritual life that Jesus offers to us, which fills our souls. Jesus says, anyone who eats this bread of life will never hunger or thirst again.
私は食材にはとても詳しいですが、こんなに素晴らしい食べ物はこの世にはありません。そして誰にでもこのパンを食べる選択肢が与えられています。こんな贅沢なことはありません。
I am very well educated and versed in nutrition and all the ingredients used in cooking. So I can tell you this very confidently, that there is no other food in this world which is that wonderful. And also that every single person is offered the chance to eat this bread of life too. There is nothing else so generous, so accessible and as luxurious in this world either.
もしまだ味わっておられない方がいたら、ぜひ管理栄養士としてもおすすめいたします。
So if you haven't yet eaten this bread of life, speaking as a registered dietitian, I highly recommend it and encourage you to feast on it.
私は命のパンである。もうすぐ出てくるお腹の子供に、最も与えたいのはこの命のパンです。もちろん母として栄養士としてしっかりした体の栄養も与えていきます。
I am the bread of life. It is this bread of life that I most want to give to our child about to be born. Of course, as a mother and a dietitian, I will also be sure to provide wholesome and healthy physical food too.
妊娠の出来事を通して、私は自分が握っているものを手放すときに、神様の素晴らしい計画がなされることを知りました。苦しみの時を通って自分の弱さを知り、食べることの深い意味を知りました。
Through all that has come with this pregnancy, I have learned that I can be a part of God's wonderful plan when I let go and surrender myself and my plans. And through the time of suffering in that first trimester, I learned the deeper meaning of being able to eat and knowing my weaknesses in many ways.
その苦しみの中にあって、実は多くの愛する人を通して主イエスが働いていることを知りました。イエス様は荒野で私たちに出会ってくれます。イエス様は命のパン、このことを実感を持って知りました。
In that time of suffering, I learned that our Lord Jesus was actually working through many loved ones for me. Jesus meets us in our spiritual seasons of wilderness and weakness. And in my wilderness season, I really came to know through my experience that Jesus truly is the bread of life.
そしてここにいる皆さんにも命のパンであるイエス様の祝福が豊かにありますようにお祈りいたします。
And I pray that all of you here gathered today and joining us online will also receive the rich blessings of Jesus, the bread of life.
ではお祈りさせていただきます。
Let's pray.
天の父なる神様、今日このような証の機会を感謝します。
Heavenly Father God, thank you for giving me this opportunity to testify today.
今年のテーマであるイエス様と結ばれて歩む。その先には心の豊かな潤いと変化、成長があることをありがとうございます。
I thank you for this year's theme, Journey with Jesus, and for the spiritual feeding and the change and the growth to our hearts that this is providing for us.
これからも私たちの自己中心的な思いを取り去り、あなたに委ね、神様の計画を私たちの喜びとしていくことができますように。そこに聖霊の助けがありますように。
May we all let go of our selfish thoughts and plans and surrender them to you and entrust ourselves to you and instead fill us with joy for your will and your plan.Help us, Holy Spirit, to do that because we need you.
そしてイエス様という最高の命のパンを感謝します。このパンを食べる者は永遠に生きると言ってくださりありがとうございます。
And thank you for the best food there is, Jesus, the bread of life. Thank you for promising to all to those who come and eat this bread that they will live forever.
全く栄養が入ってこない状態は大変きつく辛い経験でしたが、それによって霊的に乾くということがどういったことなのか、肉体的に疑似体験することができました。この命のパンの尊さを改めて実感させてくださり感謝いたします。
I confess that it was very painful and difficult to have that experience of not being able to receive any nutrition, any nutrients, but I recognize how that helped to teach me about a greater hunger and thirst spiritually. So again, I want to say thank you for helping me to know how much of a precious treasure this bread of life, Jesus, really is for me and for all of us.
願うことは日本をはじめ全世界の人々があなたの命のパンをいただくことができますように。また次の世代にもどうかこの命のパンを継承していくことができますようにお祈りします。
It is our earnest prayer that beginning here in Japan but also across the globe all people in this world will be able to receive and enjoy your bread of life. And I pray that we will all be faithful to share this bread of life with the next generation and with the generations after that.
感謝してイエス様の名前を通してお祈りします。
I pray this with thanks in the wonderful name of Jesus.
アメン。
アメン。